Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. I just want to say thanks. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us on the podcast as we journey through this thing called The Climb. Now, on Monday, we started this focus that will line up with our pastor's weekday blog, with the Friday 4 for Friday email blast, with our Sunday morning teaching, and it's all around this idea that God has a journey for us. He has a path. There's a climb in front of us that we are to tackle, that if we're not dead, then God's not done with us. If we still have air in our lungs today, if our heart is still beating inside of our chest, then the goal is that we would keep climbing. So if you missed any part of the podcast this week, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the archives and check out the website achuckallen.com. That's the letter achuckallen.com to grab the worksheets and the corresponding studies that go along with this. But today, let's think about the speed bumps. Man, there are speed bumps along the way anytime we say yes to God. Anytime we begin to move in the direction of God, there are going to be speed bumps, and there's a lot of them. But today, I want to talk about one speed bump that has the ability to suck all of the life out of us, and it's this idea that we all could use a little extra strength. Could you use a little extra strength in your climb? Have you ever had those days where it just feels like you are just worn out, and there's just more day than there is energy? Well, listen to what Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. He says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." One of the biggest roadblocks and bumps in the road that we'll face is those times that we get tired. And it happens physically, it happens mentally, it happens spiritually. But have you ever noticed, have you ever been around one of those people that seems like they could just keep going? Have you ever been around one of those people that they never shut down? They're always positive and they always have the energy. Have you ever wondered, what do they have that I don't have? Well, could it be that they've learned how to tap into the supernatural source of strength? That same supply of power is available to every single one of us. That's what Paul's writing about in Philippians 1:19 when he says, "I'm going to be delivered, and I'm going to be delivered through your prayer, but also through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." That word supply is a very interesting word. It's not just in English, we just read the word supply, but in the original language that it was written in Greek, it has all of this meaning behind it. Probably the best way I know how to describe it is for those of y'all that have kids. Have you ever had that moment where your high schooler or your college student called you and they were out of money? I mean, they were just broke. And they weren't just broke, but they had some huge bill that was due. Maybe it hasn't happened for you and kids. Maybe it happened for you personally. Maybe you remember a moment like that where you got the bill, it was due, you looked at the bank account, there wasn't enough there, and you thought, oh man, I'm sunk. That's sort of what Paul's describing physically in the area of strength, where we've gotten to that roadblock and we think, man, I can't go on. But when he says, "I'm going to be delivered through your prayer and through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ," that word supply means at just that moment where it seems like we're bankrupt, where we're out of everything and there's no hope, at just that moment, Jesus makes a deposit into our account. And it's not just enough to pay the bill. It's not just enough to just get by, but he overwhelmingly fills our bank account with more than we could ever expect. That's what that word supply means. And so as Paul is writing this, he's saying, look, at the moment in the Christian life, when we're on the climb and we hit this speed bump along the way where we feel like we're out of energy and we're out of strength, that we can ask Jesus himself to give us the supply that we need. Here's a paraphrase. Here's another way of reading this verse. Paul says in Philippians 1:19, paraphrased, "I am certain that this situation will ultimately turn around and it'll result in my deliverance. I'm sure of it, first, because you are praying for me, and second, because of the special contribution, the special deposit of the Spirit that Jesus Christ is donating for my present cause." You know what that means? That's good news. That means that when you've run out of steam, when you've given your best effort and you just feel like you don't have an ounce to keep going on the climb, at that moment, Jesus becomes your personal benefactor. He becomes the person that makes a deposit into your account that is far greater than you could ever imagine. And so today, man, as you hit that speed bump of strength, if you hit that speed bump of, I'm just tired, I'm just worn out, would you allow Jesus to make a deposit on your behalf to help you keep going? And so today, I want to encourage you, would you just stop wherever you're at? If you're driving, you can wait till you get to wherever you're at, but would you stop and would you ask God to give you the strength that you need for this day? Hey, we look forward to seeing you back here for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast. And then also be sure to check out achuckallen.com and make plans to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11 as we kick off this teaching series that goes right along with this, The Climb. Have a great day, and I hope to see you soon.